find the animal who killed my daughter. The devastated father of Jennifer Dornan made that plea after the police revealed Jennifer had been murdered. It's led to double devastation for her family and the community in West Belfast. It was initially thought Jennifer had died in a house fire, but now the police say it's their belief that whoever started the fire did so in order to destroy evidence. A vigil was held last night for the mother of three. Father Martin Graham was there. I spoke to him this morning and he told me how the family were coping.
It's just incredible for them, and you know what they have to try and process at the moment must be just unbelievable for them.
What have they said to you?
They're not saying that much. I think they're still trying to get their heads around everything that's been going on. You know, there's been so much happening since Sunday morning for them to try to process. And then, of course, they're having to try to work out what to tell Jennifer's children. So everything is just so surreal, I suppose, for them at this time.
Three children, Father Martin, under 9 years of age.
Yeah. God love them. I always think, you know, that a home is supposed to be a place of safety for children, and that house, that's the only thing that everyone keeps saying is just thank God the three children were not in the house. But of course, that's whenever we assumed that the fire was an accident. But for it to be actually deliberately set just makes it so much worse.
Yeah, no, precisely, because the devastation alone of losing a loved one from a fire, and then when you're in the shock of that and to find out then that it was actually deliberate, that someone's murdered your mum. My God.
And that's the thing, you know, that we were thinking that for a person, whenever you hear of a house fire and that someone has died in a house fire, you always feel for that person, because I think that's the one type of death that so many of us would instinctively recoil from. You know, there's the fear of fire, but then to find out that it was done deliberately to destroy evidence after what has been done just makes it so much worse.
What type of person was Jennifer?
She was a gentle person. You know, she very good mother. Her three children go to St. Luke's Primary School, and you know she lived for her kids. Her friends. Like I was talking to some of them up at the house last night, and they are just saying about how wonderfully kind, how bubbly she was. You know, that was her attitude to life. It was a very, very bright attitude.
And obviously now the community needs to help. Anybody needs to help who can to find whoever's done this.
Exactly. And that's the thing, because this, especially for Jennifer's family, there needs to be closure to this. So if anybody does know anything, they do need to come forward. And it's not just, I also think as well, whenever this fire was set, the person who set the fire had no disregard for the fact that they were not just destroying evidence, they were destroying a family home, they were destroying children's toys, things that give comfort to children. And also the fact that that house was a semi-detached house. So it has actually damaged the house next door, which is also a family of young children. And so they, for the sake of everyone, that person needs to be found.
It's just a horrible, horrible chain of events. And obviously, our thoughts are with the family. Father Martin Graham, thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome.